knockout stage kicks off in Qatar. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News, and Team USA is front and center with a match against the Netherlands.
Now that the group stage is over at the World Cup, there are no more draws and the stakes are clear. Win and advance to the quarterfinals or lose and go home.
Fox says Eric Messersmith, American Christian Pulisic, has been cleared to play after suffering an injury earlier this week while scoring the only goal in the win over Iran. Elon Musk isn't done yet. The owner of Twitter is promising to unveil more information about the company's suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Internal emails were exposed last night, leaving many Republicans wondering if the government was directly involved.
This was the run-up to the 2020 election when we're talking about now. They got away with it. They were emboldened by it. There's no telling what they did or to what extent they took this.
Congressman Ronnie Jackson on Fox and Friends Weekend. Freight trains won't stop rolling next week.
President Biden signed legislation he urged Congress to pass this week, enacting a labor agreement negotiated earlier this year by the White House between a dozen rail unions and railroad companies.
Our nation's rail system is literally the backbone of our supply chain, as you all well know, and so much of what we rely on is delivered on our rail.
The memberships of four unions did not ratify that deal over a lack of paid sick days.
Fox's Jared Halpern, the president is pledging that the fight for paid time off will continue. Russia doesn't like a new price cap on its oil prices, and neither does Ukraine. Russia believes $60 a barrel will be harmful to the free market. Ukraine says the price isn't low enough. It wants prices capped at $30. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A Nebraska prosecutor calls it one of the most vile symbols in American history. A man is going to prison after making a noose at work.
Bruce Quinn of La Vista has been sentenced to 4 months behind bars for a civil rights violation. The former worker at Oriental Trading Company pleaded guilty to fashioning a noose out of orange twine and leaving it behind where it was found by a black co-worker who viewed it as a death threat against the backdrop of this country's history of racial lynchings. Prosecutors say Quinn used the noose to convey a threat. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A Mississippi man who burned a cross in his backyard to intimidate his black neighbors has pleaded guilty to a federal hate crime. Axel Cox faces up to 10 years behind bars. It may sound hard to believe, but finding baby formula is still a challenge for some parents.
After Abbott Labs recalled formula over a bacteria scare, popular Similac formulas were hard to find, as were specialty brands like Alimentum and Elicare. The Biden administration invoked the Defense Production Act, and the FDA brought in formulas from overseas, especially from Europe. Now, shelves are mostly stocked, but not always with the kinds of formulas moms know their babies will eat. And now, officials at Reckitt Benckiser, the makers of Enfamil, say supplies may remain constrained for a few more months. Reckitt, a British company, has now become the number one infant formula supplier in the U.S. While Abbott has since reopened the plant that was shut down, they say they still have plans to build an entirely new facility. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
After last weekend's angry protests, more COVID-19 restrictions are being lifted in China. In major cities, including Beijing, negative tests are no longer required to ride mass transit. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.